We weren't in jail that long. Part of the College Verse series, written by DePatty and read by Patika. Summary. Frank knew better than to involve himself in wacky misadventures that began at 4 in the morning. "Bring me that cowboy hat. You know the one," Dewey said, like someone far too awake and chipper for the hour. "I'm down at the place. You know where." Frank shouldn't have answered his phone. He just knew this night was going to end up one of those life lessons kind of nights. Correction. Morning. Because it was after 4 a.m. 4:18, to be exact. Which was well on the way to being more morning than night. "Fucking cryptic much," Frank growled, pulling his blanket more firmly around himself. "A man has needs, Frankie. Hat-shaped needs. Hat-shaped needs that are currently hurting my soul." Dewey sounded like he was gesturing dramatically. "You wouldn't want to hurt my soul. You will save the day. I believe in you." "No hello, either," Frank observed, wondering if he could still fall back asleep or if he should just put on pants. This would call for pants. Who was he kidding? He should totally just get out of bed. Dewey's would just call back. Repeatedly. "Why the fuck would I say hello? You know who the fuck this is." Dewey sounded offended. "I thought we were beyond such time-wasting greetings. Come on, find pants. Use my car. You know where to find me." Dewey's ended the call. Frank glared at his phone. He thought he'd managed to avoid Friday night shenanigans. Not that he didn't love a good bar crawl and karaoke. It was just that they'd gone out and had a gig on Thursday that had lasted until 3 a.m. involving the after party. The problem there being Frank's Friday morning 8 a.m. class, which he'd somehow made it to and was even mostly awake for. And now it was in that liminal time of still kind of Friday night, but really, actually, technically, Saturday morning. Mainly, it was the principle of the timing of said shenanigans. He wanted to sleep until actual morning, damn it. There better be pancakes at the end of this mess. Begrudgingly, Frank got up and put on yesterday's jeans. 5 hours, 2 bars, a house party, and a holding cell at the jail downtown later, Frank was beyond giving two shits. Not only that, he was out of fucks, and anger was for people who were not as bone-tired as he. But damn it, they had gotten arrested because Dewey's pants chose that precise moment to fall down in front of a senior citizen, who was very vocal about it. Stupid gravity, stupid old lady screaming at both of them, stupid Frank for standing beside Dewey's and being labeled guilty by association. Fuck his life. Seriously. "Look, I know what you're going to say before you wind yourself up into a marvelous and adorable little rant." Dewey's held up a hand while they sat at the bus stop. They weren't 100% sure where they'd left Dewey's car, but they knew they had to at least catch a bus to start their search. Fuck buses, too, Frank decided for good measure. "Oh?" Frank said, lifting a defiant eyebrow and crossing his arms in front of his chest. Yeah, I know, so you don't have to say all that shit." Dewey's waved a hand. "But I will say that this will be hilarious when we're not in yesterday's clothes and have eaten breakfast." "And how's that?" Frank asked. "Well, we weren't in jail for that long," Dewey shrugged. "True," Frank agreed reluctantly. "And that old lady didn't even press charges," Dewey added. Frank sat quietly for a moment, thinking about all the things his rant could encompass. Instead of saying any of that, he settles for, "You're buying me some goddamn pancakes." "Of course," Dewey agreed, like it was protocol for dragging your roommate out of bed at 4 a.m. in the morning and leading them on a wacky misadventure. Actually, it probably was. Whatever. Pancakes, damn it.